In this episode of the Fresh Approach podcast, you'll be hearing the message that received these comments from your fellow weight loss surgery patients. I've gained 30 pounds. It's very discouraging looking at myself and where I came from and where I am now truly bothers me. I am battling stage 4 cancer and trying to lose at the same time. I need to be reminded of this. Why is it so hard for me? I'm 2.5 years out and I still haven't reached my goal. I know I'm not a failure, but sometimes I feel like I am. All that you said is so true. Thank you for the reminder. I so needed to hear this today. I feel the very same way. So my friend, let's get started. You are listening to the Fresh Approach Weight Loss Surgery Podcast with me, your coach, Mary Clark, 17-year bariatric surgery educator and advocate, and for the last 7 years, a weight loss surgery patient. Here, we focus on the bariatric surgery guidelines in a fresh way, creating successful and peaceful weight loss surgery journeys. Stop trying to fit your life into weight loss surgery. It's the other way around. Weight loss surgery is a part of your life. So whether you're just getting ready for surgery or had it 6 months or 6 years ago, it's never too early or too late to live your healthiest and happiest life with weight loss surgery. There will always be messages I preach that will never get old because no matter how much I preach them and teach them, whether that be here in this podcast, in the Facebook group, my Facebook page, with my email community, I continue to hear things like this. This message I got from a lovely new client. She had surgery about 4 months ago, but she had not started exercising yet. So we talked, got clear on the steps that she'd take to build her fitness practice. And about 5 days after we talked, she emails me. And the first thing she says is, I haven't done quite as well as I hoped. So she recounted the things, the steps that she had taken over the last 5 days with everything that we had talked about, exercise and more. And here's my response to her. So remember, she had not been exercising at all. I said, so walking 3 out of 5 days, out of the last 5 days, she had walked 3, planning for it and making it happen, researching other fitness videos that you'll enjoy doing. That was part of her fitness plan to see what other things she might like doing, achieving your water goals, and researching creativity options, because I encourage all of my clients to cultivate a creativity practice. So all of this isn't doing well. You're doing awesome. She needed to be reminded. Just what is it that we expect from ourselves? Perfection? And I'm going to again, and this will never get old. Her teachings will never get old from the brilliant Dr. Brené Brown. And what she says about perfection, actually a few things she says about perfection. When perfectionism is driving us, shame is riding shotgun, and fear is that annoying backseat driver. Why, when we know that there's no such thing as being perfect, do most of us spend an incredible amount of time and energy trying to be everything to everyone? Is it that we really admire perfection? No. The truth is that we are actually drawn to people who are real and down to earth. We love authenticity, and we know that life is messy and imperfect. One more. Perfectionism is not the same thing as striving to be your best, right? Which is what we're all trying to do, to be our best. Perfectionism is the belief that if we live perfect, look perfect, and act perfect, we can minimize or avoid the pain of blame, judgment, and shame. It's a 20-ton shield that we lug around thinking it will protect us, when in fact, it's the very thing that's really preventing us from taking flight. And you know, the other thing with weight loss surgery is, for most of us, we've told our friends and family and coworkers that we did this thing. And we already know from morbid obesity, weight loss surgery is essentially the last resort. So to think that we couldn't even make the last resort work if we regained weight or we didn't reach our goal, it makes us feel horrible. It makes us feel like we're not enough, that we're a failure. And again, everyone can see that we didn't make it. That's what we tell ourselves. I remember talking to a woman last year who had regained, I think, more than 50 pounds after surgery. And she was so embarrassed by the weight that she had regained that she no longer was going anywhere. Her life consisted of going to work, getting groceries, only leaving her house for the absolute things she had to do. She was no longer getting together with friends and family because of the shame, and she was completely missing out on her life. And it's not like she was doing fun things inside her home on the weekends. She essentially watched TV and had no joy because it really seemed like she was punishing herself for regaining the weight. And I hear a lot of stories like this. And I want to share with you the audio of a video. Of course, I'll put a link to the video in episode notes so you can watch it if you'd like, that I made a couple years ago after I was working with a new group of weight loss surgery clients and hearing the, I'm not good enough, I feel like a loser, I feel like a failure, I failed again. I see the same messages, you know, the messages that I take in, that I hear, they repeat themselves. They repeat themselves all the time. And so my outgoing message, my message back to you, although you may hear it the way I'm saying it now in a whole new way, because maybe you are getting to a new place in your weight loss surgery journey, where let's say 6 months ago, if you heard me talking about this and say you were 9 months post-op at the time and living that life, the weight's just flying off and everything's fantastic, perhaps this message didn't resonate with you then. But now, 6 months later, the surgery, say, essentially has done its job. And if you have more weight you want to release, it's now all up to you. So emotions can change because situations change, right? And here you are feeling the struggle and the challenge and maybe feeling a little bit like you're not enough or you didn't make it. So you need to hear this. And I'm working with a new client who, in her initial responses to me of why she wanted to get to work on some specifics in her weight loss surgery journey, she said, I don't want to be the one who regains her weight. I would actually like to finish losing. There is so much that goes into that. We who are further along this journey, for me, in May it will be 8 years, there is so much more to this than what we are really taught, I've got to say it, leading up to surgery, counting the calories, weighing and measuring, getting your water in, and yes, all of those fundamentally, yes, 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 all the way, yes, I get that. But my friend, I am telling you my strong belief again, mental health is the most important bariatric surgery guideline, hands down. All right, so here's the message that really resonated with your fellow weight loss surgery patients from actually a couple years ago. You can listen here, or you can click the link in episode notes to watch the video. And interesting note, if you watch the video, when I made it, I had gained some weight. I found out after I had my annual lab work that I was severely anemic. And my friend, I ignored all the signs during that spring. I had my surgery in May, so I had my annual labs done in May. But that spring, when I was feeling tired, no matter how much sleep I got, and because I was tired, I started cutting down on my workouts, down in time and frequency, and I gained weight. And I started in with myself with the, what's wrong with me? Why can't I do it? Yep, I did all of that. And instead of recognizing, you know, Mary, something could be physically wrong, I assumed that something was wrong with me internally, not physically, but like something is wrong with me. I pulled the whole willpower crap on myself, the whole shebang. So after I found out that I was severely anemic and went on a very strong regimen of high doses of iron and it did correct, I had a lot of internal work to do that summer as I recovered and built up my iron. And I improved physically, and yes, the weight came off, but I had a lot of heart work to do because I realized what I had done to myself and why did I go to that place of something is wrong with me instead of, hey, something could be wrong with me. Why do we always think something is fundamentally wrong with us? So this is work I need to do every day too. So I'm telling you, there are some messages that need to be repeated again and again because you may be in a different place to hear it, or the way I'm saying it this time really resonates with you and you're able to take it in maybe the way you couldn't take it in before. All right, well, again, you can watch the video, link in episode notes, along with the link to join the Fresh Approach Facebook group. And here we go. Hey, it's Mary. You know, I was working with a new group today of weight loss surgery friends, patients, and I want to share some of the initial comments I heard from them that I'm guessing are probably pretty familiar to some of you. I feel like a failure. I feel like I had sworn to myself I was going to make this surgery work no matter what. Why don't I have the same determination that so-and-so has at my surgeon's office, you know, who's been at goal weight for 2 years? I feel like I let myself down. I feel like I let my family down. I feel like I let my surgeon down. Why don't I have the same willpower? A lot of comparison. A lot of comparison. A lot of feeling like this was the last resort, and look, I couldn't even make the last resort work. The first thing we're working on is the self-compassion, because when you are, if you're feeling that bad about yourself, about where you are, about your progress or lack of progress, go ahead and try and start a new eating plan or a new exercise plan when you're already feeling bad about yourself. How successful will you be? That's like you're beating yourself up to make progress. That's not going to happen. You're going to be fighting yourself all the way. It needs to come from a place of love and acceptance and appreciation for what you have done. Okay, because I've never met anybody who's been struggling after weight loss surgery who also hasn't either had a lot of stuff go on in their lives since surgery or during that challenging time or that challenging period, or who didn't have a lot of stuff that happened before surgery that had a lot to do with them reaching the point of morbid obesity that they hadn't worked through. So if you're struggling, may I also ask you to look back at what you've also been going through in your life during this time, you know, that you've told yourself, you know, oh, I put on 20 pounds, I'm gonna get that 20 pounds off. What else has been going on? I'm sure that there's probably a reason for that. You know, some challenging stuff going on in your life. So what I'm asking you to do is to first begin with self-compassion. This is where I am today. Okay, it's 20 pounds today. All right, it's where I am. It's the reality of it. There's no point in beating myself up about it. In fact, why don't I tell myself, you know what? You've done a lot of other great things. So maybe we're not where we want to be with protein or water or whatever it is, or vitamins. But you can't judge your whole existence on your progress with weight loss surgery. Yeah, I said it. You can't. That's why, you know, it just feels like after weight loss surgery, so much like life is just all about how you're doing with weight loss surgery, and everything's about following all these guidelines. And Dad, did you work out today? And did you get all your protein in? And did you count your carbs and your calories? And that could be so overwhelming, because if that's the only way we're measuring our success in our days, in our lives, of how much weight we've kept off, wow, that's gonna be a real challenge. So you may look at the day and you may say, no, I totally went over calories, you know, I was at 2,000 calories. And of course we want to work on that, you know, but I took care of my ailing grandmother. I drove 2 hours to go see her and I sat with her all day, and I drove 2 hours back and I spent time with my grandmother. Do you see where I'm going with this? We can't make it all about the weight loss surgery journey. Weight loss surgery is a part of your life. Life is not all about the losing of the weight and calories and all of that, because that will just make us crazy. I mean, it didn't make us crazy like before surgery. How do we think it would be any different now? It's a part of it, and we focus on it. That's why I ask you to focus on, you know, when a new week starts, focus on 2 things this week. Don't try and say, I'm going to do everything. You know, I haven't been doing it at all, but I'm going to do everything this week. That's not going to happen.
Okay, let's be realistic and let's set goals for ourselves that are achievable and that you can make clear, actionable steps for yourself. And remind yourself of all the awesome things you get done in your life every single day. All the people you take care of, that you support, that you encourage, and then throw a little of that your way. So remember, you want to make changes this week? Please know you are not a failure. You are not a loser. Okay, so you've put on some weight or you're not where you want to be with your health after weight loss surgery. All right, so let's start today. Focus on two things this week you're going to take care of: your mental health and water, your vitamins, and you're going to call your doctor to schedule your next follow-up appointment or get your lab work done. Whatever it is, focus on those two things and write down clear steps of how you're going to get there. And heap on the self-compassion. Hey, I'm doing the best I can today. And then, of course, make sure you're doing the best you can. Really, when you can, you know, when you have that choice, pause a minute. You know, am I gonna eat that or am I gonna eat that? That one is probably the healthier option for me. So give yourself a big hug. You're doing the best you can today. Make choices that help you get in the direction of where you wanna go with your health, with your life. And remember, you accomplish a lot of great things every day. It's not all about weight loss surgery. Yes, we all have health goals and you're working on it. Take those steps, be clear, but remember all of the other amazing things you accomplish in your life, okay? All right, I just wanted to pop in with that message after working with my group today. So they needed to hear it. So I feel like there's somebody in our group here that needs to hear it too. All right, love, light, and grace to you.